This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mark with you,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
This is the show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we bring things to the table. And I gotta say, there's an issue that I've kind of been uncomfortable about for some time. My opinions changed over the years, and I just don't.
We all know what it is.
What's that?
The issue that you're uncomfortable about. It's okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Showering with Ian?
That, of the many things that have happened, that is not one of them.
Because you're uncomfortable about it, but you're, like, coming around.
No. What we're talking about here is, by the way, Ian is off this evening. It's his night off on Thursday. So, the issue is anthropogenic global climate change. Now, I tend to believe scientists when scientists say things. Because, you know, when you find yourself an expert, you should believe the expert. That's the best bet. However, I do think that there's just been these article after article over time that shows this thing's messed up, that thing's messed up. And it makes it difficult for me to believe that anthropogenic global climate change is what's happening. So, Daryl, you brought in something. What's your source?
So this comes from Tech Insider. The website is techinsider.io, and
IO's the new hip dot after thing. I don't know.
It stands for like in out. You put things in a computer and then you get things out of the computer. So that's what the IO technically stands for.
Usually it stands out for a nation, but okay. Go ahead.
So the article says about 97% of scientists agree that not only is climate change real, but also that human activity, like driving a fossil fuel burning car, is making it worse. That agreement stems from nearly 4,000 studies that suggest humans are culpable, compared to about 80 studies where they say that humans have nothing whatsoever to do with the problem.
Those, what are the numbers again?
Yeah. 4,000 to 80.
4,000 to 80. So 4,000 studies say humans are the cause of global climate change.
Yes.
And, well, let's get this out of the way. It used to be called global warming.
And before that, it was global cooling. When I was in middle school, global cooling was going to kill us all.
Right. That was a thing, but that had to do with, like, the lining up of the planets. It was far less science-y and a lot more voodoo-y.
But no, it was there's a giant hole in the ozone layer causing global cooling, and if something trees, then we're going to an ice age.
Well, I'll tell you.
My favorite science is phrenology.
Phrenology is the study of bumps on people's heads.
Have you ever felt the dents in my head?
I don't care about the bumps in your head. The issue here is that if you have a problem with what happened with the ozone later, you need to acknowledge that governments passing bans on chlorofluorocarbons had a positive effect in that area. And that's not something that libertarians like to do.
So right.
Go ahead. 8,000, it was 4,000 studies to 80.
4,000 to 80.
What was a positive effect, though?
Well, we don't have, nobody's talking about the ozone layer any longer. Hold on just one second. And before we give out a bunch of misinformation here, .io stands for the British Indian Ocean Territory.
You know what? Yes, that's the technical thing, but everybody says like in out because internet something okay. Computer.
You just like talking about things that go in and out, don't you?
No.
All right.
No. So the numbers of studies at 4,000 to 80 should leave us pretty confident. The author writes that humans are indeed fueling climate change. However, you could argue that there's a really small chance that those 2% of studies actually have it right. So a team of seven climate scientists and meteorologists decided to give climate contrarians the benefit of the doubt.
Another thing that sort of held me up on my road to believing in anthropogenic global climate change, that's such a long name,
yes.
Is that for a while there, Michael Crichton, whose books I've read, I think all of them, was a denier, and there was like a group of North American meteorologists who are like, nah, this is bullcrap. And so you've got these, you know, meteorologists working with weather all the time. They're saying, no, that's not the case. Now, I don't know if that information has changed, but over time I've been sort of pounded with this info, so I tend to, adopted it. But I just, since you mentioned meteorologists, I wanted to mention that there was a time when meteorologists denied that global climate change was occurring.
Right, and there probably still are some meteorologists that will deny that humans are the sole reason for climate change. So the seven climate scientists and meteorologists picked half of the more popular studies that say humans are not the cause. The hallmark of a good scientific paper is that it's reproducible, meaning another scientist can do the same experiment and get the same or similar results. What happened? Beyond being unable to replicate most of the results, the team discovered major flaws in the papers.
Oh, so you're saying that I misunderstood you early on when we were talking about this. What you're saying is that it's the climate change deniers who have the bullcrap studies.
That's what this article is saying.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Beyond being unable to replicate most of the results, the team discovered major flaws in the papers. In fact, many papers left out essential data, and some even ignored basic physics. Dana Nusitelli, one of the scientists who helped analyze the climate denier paper for the journal Theoretical and Applied Climatology, summed up what this team found in a blog post for The Guardian. Below are the three biggest, most common problems that the team found with the small minority of the studies that dispute human involvement in climate change. And in real big, giant, bold letters, it says, climate change deniers cherry-pick the data. Nusitelli and his colleagues examined 38 widely referenced papers that dispute human involvement in climate change.
Well, this is cherry-picking it's a pretty common human thing to do.
Yes.
But, for instance, if you see it's cold out and you say to yourself, and you say to the guy at the in line for coffee at the coffee shop, you say, it's climate change, right? It's global warming, right? Like, that's cherry picking to some extent. It's just because it's cold for you today doesn't mean that the climate hasn't increased by 1.2 degrees Fahrenheit or whatever it is that the claim is that it's increased by. I don't know the answer to that. I think, by the way, in order to sort of switch gears for a second, those that claim that climate change is true, and then show pictures of polar bears, trapped on icebergs or something like that, you know, suggesting that we're going to wipe out this and wipe out that, do a real disservice to the cause, as it were.
Or the people that talk about mass relocations from flooding. Oh, my God, the water level's going to rise and these things are going to be underwater. Yeah, the water level's going to rise over the course of 200 years. Yes, there will be displacements of people. Do you think you're going to have time to move? I don't know. Can you pack your stuff in 200 years? I don't know. Gee, I don't know where I'm going to get the boxes in that amount of time. Oh, no.
I know there's a lot of rich people in Sarasota, Florida who are going to own some pieces of the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
Oh, that's definitely.
They're still going to be alive in 200 years?
They may. I've got my brain preserved through Alcor. Just go to ALCOR.org. Tell them Mark Edge sent you. If you mention my name, I get 6 months worth of my subscription for free.
Actually, if the sea level rises according to the predictions, Florida will not exist.
Completely gone?
Yeah, completely gone.
Oh, well, I've spent
that's
a lot of,
probably
I've spent
a
lot
good
of time
thing.
In Florida.
The article here continues. It says the team learned that these papers often ignored critical background information or left out big sets of climate data. In one example, the authors of a 2011 paper tried to show the lunar and solar cycle are responsible for climate change, but they ignored 6,000 years worth of data that did not jive with their idea.
6,000 years worth of data?
Wow, those scientists sure have been around for a long time.
Yeah. I'm a little skeptical of that claim, but whatever.
Is this article from Slate?
No.
Tech Insider.
Okay.
Your thoughts on global climate change, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Looks like they're, well, looks like some scientists have gone through the studies that show that global climate change doesn't exist and found that those studies are bullcrap. Your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Now, I am headed off to Las Vegas on October the 29th and 30th. I'll be out there doing the show live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. I'll be there with Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, former co-host here, and lots of other speakers. Check them out at the website. It's bitcoininvestor.com. They've still got early bird tickets. They're available to you. It's bitcoininvestor.com. It's happening at the beautiful D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, which I believe to be the only... Well, anyway, they are taking bitcoins. I shouldn't make a claim that I'm not entirely certain of, but I have heard the announcement, and it seemed like big news that they're taking bitcoins, so it gets me the impression that no other casinos are doing that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and you don't want to miss it. So
they're taking it for the hotel or for the gambling?
I think I take it for everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. Bitcoininvestor.com. Come out and join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's go to the phones. Eric, calling in from Georgia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about immigration. While the welfare state is very horrible, it is not an excuse to call for limiting people's freedom of movement. And I would really like it if many libertarians would stop using that as for justification.
Well, they're not really libertarians, are they, though? Let's just be honest about that fact.
Well, I can understand why people believe that if you increase the amount of immigrants to the country by tenfold and you kept in place all the social welfare programs that are in place now, that you would see a real stress on those things. I mean, doesn't that seem reasonable, Eric?
Well, for one, it's for the whole principle behind it, because we're taught from a very early age that two wrongs don't make it right, for one. And so we could be, instead of trying to call for limiting other people's freedoms, we could be dealing with ending the welfare state. And
Can't you just use the reality that people should be able to cross, free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely? Can't you use that reality to springboard the elimination of social welfare programs that immigrants might use to and break the country?
Yeah.
Why can't it both be done at the same time?
Yeah, and also you had actually made this argument probably a few years ago. I believe when you and Ian were on the Alex Jones show debating this, and I use this quite very often. It was very good that having a militarized border and rounding people up is very expensive as well, and would also give, I think, whereas many people would be afraid of just how, you know, these immigrants would vote and how big would get bigger governments and less freedoms. Where I think this policy would be, whereas that scenario might be a probability, it might happen, but I think with these policies of, as I mentioned, militarizing the border and having and interfering with other people, with business hiring practices, that we can say is a certainty that will give us what people want are afraid of.
Well, what I proposed the other, I guess it's been about a week or so ago on the air, was this blue card. As opposed to a green card, this blue card would allow basically anybody who wanted to come into the country. I think that it's probably reasonable that people will want to see people's, I don't know, checked for drug resistance, tuberculosis or something. But, you know, just about everybody. 99% of the people would be able to come here. But if they accept the blue card, they would be ineligible for all social welfare programs. And I mean all of them, not just, you know, the things we call welfare, but
roads, they wouldn't be able to use roads.
Schools, I would say schools, roads, I'd say certainly be able to use roads. You'd have to be able to get around, but roads are paid for largely by taxes, in the sense of gas taxes. So you know, they'd be paying that.
What about public transportation? Because that's kind of welfare.
I can see the argument for public transportation, but it already runs in the red. And, you know, the buses are going to cost just as much if they're full of immigrants as if they're not full of immigrants. So I would say buses are okay. So, but, you know, I think that that's the best way to go, because then you don't have people worrying about it. Look, let's start an immigration program where immigrants aren't allowed to have the social welfare programs that you believe they're using so much. And then the person's argument is stuck, because then they have to say, okay, that's a good idea. Or they have to say, but they're taking our jobs. At which point you can tell them, you can explain economics to them, which is to say, it's not your job. A job is an agreement between two people. And if you don't have an agreement between two people, that's like saying your wife, who divorced you, has ruined your marriage. No, you both did. So it's an agreement, and that's it. If I don't want to employ somebody, if somebody comes along that's a better choice for me to employ to mow my grass, then the guy who mowed my grass previously is not, he doesn't lose anything, because It's my ability as a consumer to decide those things. Your thoughts, Eric?
Yeah, I would agree. It pretty much covers everything I have to say. But yeah, I just would really hope that just more libertarians would stop using it. Even anarchists, even some self-professed anarchists, use that argument as well.
Well, anybody can call themselves anything. So yeah. Appreciate it, Eric. 855-450-3733. Immigration is a big issue right now, especially with Trump, you know, getting so much campaign mileage out of it.
Yeah, and he wants to force the Mexicans to pay for the wall that he's going to hire.
That's about the
China to build.
Bigotedest thing I've ever heard anyone say. Really? You think the Mexican government's going to build your wall, you blowhard? Yeah, they might build a wall around your butt and hold you in prison in it, but that's about the only wall they're going to be building.
We could only be so lucky.
While you say they're a bunch of rapists and criminals.
Yeah.
Well, I hire the Chinese to do all my clothing lines. And I'll,
it's made in Mexico, actually, his clothing lines.
Actually, no, that's where they formerly used to have the clothing, and then I changed that because I don't like those Mexicans. So I have the Chinese building my clothes now, and I think that they can do, the wall as well. I've had it on good authority that they've done this before.
That they've made a wall?
Yes.
Well, here's what I want to know. If you would support the idea of a wall, by the way, the number is 855-450-3733. Can you answer this question for me? And when you call in to advocate for your wall and tell me why your wall is going to be the best immigration choice, can you tell me, can you, like, enlighten me on history? Because I really don't know. What do you think the East Berliners were told when the Soviets were building a wall around East Berlin? Were they being told it's to keep them safe from those bad people out there? I mean, I just don't really know. There's a wall that was built, and it kept people in. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've talked about global warming and border walls and all the, all the tried and true good stuff that they talk about on talk radio programs, right? They talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
We mentioned Donald Trump. I mean, these are the things they're talking about these days.
We didn't mention his toupee.
It's not a toupee. Yet. It's a comb over. And, you know, come on.
It's a small rodent.
It's a wasp.
Known as the toupee.
What was the name? What was the name from the creatures, the rodents of unusual size from the Princess Bride?
R-U-S-S. Ones of unusual size.
Never heard of it.
You haven't seen Princess Bride?
Really? I thought you were making a reference.
Oh, I was.
Rodents of No, I thought Daryl was.
No, okay.
Rodents of unusual size?
Well, go out and watch that. It's the best movie ever made.
I don't believe they exist.
Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They've got breaking news for Bitcoin and digital currencies. Their website integrates a community forum. They also cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. They've got sophisticated network statistics for Bitcoin, a solid beginner's guide, and much more.
Their platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. Let's go to the phones and talk to Miles. Miles, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Hi, how you doing, Mark, Daryl, and Johnson? You guys are also one of my favorite non-Ian groups. Very entertaining.
Isn't Ian and, only on off one night, so therefore we're the only okay. non-Ian group?
I guess so, yeah.
Currently in existence. There have been previous non-Ian groups of hosts.
All right. So you like this co-host.
Yeah. I love you guys, but... you know, my main concern, my main problem is that, you know, we're always talking about this whole contrived border issue. We're always talking about Donald Trump and mainstream politics. And to be honest, it's just all so fake, you know?
And it's like professional wrestling.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, I'd like it. Maybe if you guys could talk about something less fake, like, you know, maybe pro wrestling or something.
Yeah, I get it.
So Daryl, I want to know a couple things. Is Dean Ambrose your favorite wrestler?
I like Dean Ambrose. I'm a big Daniel Bryan fan. Hopefully he comes back from his
I'll explain to Mark. Okay, so Dean Ambrose is the they call him the Lunatic Fringe. He's the anarchist character.
Yes.
In,
his logo is actually an anarchy symbol with the letter D instead of a circle. Yeah. So it's his initial D-A, Dean Ambrose.
Gotcha.
So he's not like the kind of anarchist that anarcho, you know, he's the very Hollywood anarchist. So he's like completely unhinged.
Here's a little news for
black.
You. That is the definition of an anarchist. Just so you know, if a woman is used in a certain way sufficiently by society, that then becomes the definition of the word.
No, so, it's not. It's not, really.
Deny it all you wish, sir.
It becomes the colloquial definition.
Tell you what, do this. Go on, get an anonymizer. That way your searches on Google or tell you what, use startpage.com. That way you're not using an, your results won't be skewed. Go to startpage.com, search the word anarchist or anarchy, and read the top three results as though you know nothing about the word. And then you will know what
you'll
the word
what the
anarchy
media,
in fact means.
Yeah, no, you'll know what the media considers the word to mean.
All right.
I think at this point there's probably more anarcho-capitalists and libertarians that consider anarchism in a completely different context than this crazed-out lunatic like Dean Ambrose. So anyways, that's
Those
my stance on it.
Are voluntarists. They just don't like the word.
Yeah, we can go with that. Before I go, I remember back a few weeks ago, Ian mentioned that, Daryl, you supposedly got through a checkpoint, like a DUI checkpoint or a border checkpoint or something by just repeating the word what over and over?
Yeah, so it was one of these internal checkpoints on Interstate 10 near El Paso. It was when I was moving from Sedona, Arizona to San Antonio, Texas. Had everything I owned that I could fit in my car, I'm driving, and the guy keeps asking, "You an American citizen? What? Are you an American citizen? What?" And after, like, four times, he just waved me through.
And you got that from Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
No, not really. I just didn't feel like dealing with the guy and wanted to see what would happen.
A couple of those times you had said K.
Well, that's probably the guy just heard your accent, and he's like, well, look, he's not from Canada, he's not from Australia, he's not from England. He certainly doesn't look like he's from Jamaica, so I'm just going to go ahead and wave him through. this is one of those things that when people you know, have a conversation with a border guard, and you know, you say something that, even the ones that are doing the internal checkpoints, and you say things like, it is my it's my Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment and Seventh Amendment rights not to answer your questions. I shan't be answering them. I'll only open my window a crack, sir. Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Right? Like, you know, you're not talking like that because you're from Guatemala.
Right.
So you've answered their question without answering the question. At that point, it's just a dominance game after that.
Right. So to sort of give a tangential story, I watched the most recent Stone Cold podcast, and he actually relays the story of how the "what" chant became like a big thing in WWE. So if you get a chance, the Stone Cold podcast, where Edge and Christian were his guest. Totally okay, awesome. Reeks of awesomeness.
Yeah, and I'll definitely have to check that out. But before I go, you guys, can you just talk about for a second, like, is it just me, or is this whole the whole mainstream political stage, is it really as fake as it seems like it is to me?
This is real life, man. This is what people are voting for. This is what people are rooting for. This is real life. This is the political process.
You don't think Trump is an entertainer?
Where was the entertainer in 2008 and 2012?
Well, I mean, it's there's a quote by Frank Zappa, I think, where he says that mainstream politics is basically the entertainment wing for the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, I think that's a great
disagree
quote.
With that?
Do I disagree with it?
Yeah.
I think that Frank Zappa was too intelligent for the time in which he's lived. So I would say that I don't know what you mean when you're asking that. Do I think it is largely irrelevant which way you vote, meaning that his statement would then be true? Yes, I do agree with that. However, somebody is going to be president in 2016, and that person, I believe, will likely be the person who garners the most votes. I don't believe the system is so rigged that it doesn't matter, that they don't count votes. I mean, it's real in that sense.
But is it real? Like, are they really playing for different teams?
Yes, they are playing for different teams. They disagree with each other on a modicum of issues. The things that they do agree with is that there shouldn't be third parties involved. They shouldn't, that the government is really the answer to just about every question. But they have different answers to the questions on how the government should take care of
it. I would say that it's different teams, as in the offense and the defense of the San Francisco 49ers are different aspects of the San Francisco 49ers. Republicans and Democrats both plan for the government.
Same team. Thank you.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. I'm waiting for the come on. There it was. 855-450-3733. I know these music beds. I know them. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about global warming, the border wall, the election process. Is it rigged or not? Those kind of things. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, as evidenced by... Oh, by the way, I want to tell you real quick. You can get archives of Free Talk Live going back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com. They're completely free. If you need more audio content than we provide you in a week, which is 21 hours, go there and get it. It's not 21 hours. More like...
Absent the commercials, it's about 15.
Yeah, 14, 15. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going tonight?
What's up with you?
Want to talk about the car loan bubble. I called in the other night about the student loan bubble, and one thing I see is people that borrow way too much money on their cars. As a lender, you know, I try to advise people to, you know, make a good choice as to the type of loan they get, but people are going longer and longer with the terms. And all they want is a low payment. And, you know, this is creating a bunch of unsecured debt, because as the value of these cars go down, the loan is not keeping up with that depreciation.
Yeah, my wife bought a car, and we got it for sort of safety reasons, and probably all the reasons you've heard, but for whatever reason, you know how these dealers are. They sent me a piece of paper saying, your car's extra valuable. We'd love to talk to you about trading it in, right? You know how they do that, which is just saying that, hey, come in to talk to us about a new car, and we'll talk to you about your trade-in, which is, you know, it's just a tactic. It's a tactic, people. But
absolutely.
Anyway, it got me thinking about, well, it is an unusual car since it's a plug-in Prius. I'll give them a call. So I did actually give them a call. Of course, they wanted me to come in. And I'm like, nope, I'm sitting here at my desk. Why don't you tell me what my car's worth? And it turned out, basically, the answer was that you can turn it in and the payments that you've paid will go for nothing. You have no equity, and I have no equity in the car at all. And essentially that it's worth currently what the value of the payments remaining are.
Exactly.
So,
this, you know, culture of consumerism and, you know, basically people ask how much down and how much a month. And what that does is people start leasing cars, too. And that is one of the most expensive ways to operate a vehicle. Unless you have a business, in which case, you know, it might make sense from a write-off standpoint. But
what is the least expensive way to operate a vehicle?
Well, from a monthly perspective, absolutely. So
what is the least expensive way to operate a vehicle?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said lease. The least expensive way is to pay cash for a car.
A new car?
You know, no. To buy maybe a 2 or 3 year old car, pay cash for it, or get a small loan on it for maybe 3 or 4 years, and instead of 7 or 8.
All right, so libertarian banker, I've got a question for you. One of the first things you said was people, when they get a loan, they just want a low payment. Have you ever had somebody come in for a loan and say, what's the absolute highest payment I can make because I don't want a low payment?
Why would they say that?
No, I have had really savvy clients who actually have money that ask, okay, how much is the interest going to cost me? And that's a huge factor when you look over the life of a 7 or 8 year loan. When you look over the life of a 3 year loan, the amount of interest drops significantly. So that's what rich people do. They borrow money on used cars for 3 years rather than new cars for 8 years.
I see. You know, the reason dealers are in business is because they make it easy to buy a new car.
Yes.
Frankly, the first new car I've ever owned is the one that that my wife has. I don't own it. I mean, she does. But the first new car I've ever had the pleasure of paying off is the one that my wife owns currently. And I'm not buying a new car until it drives itself. That's what I've said up to this point.
When
the car drives itself, then I might be interested.
Peter Schiff, actually, on his podcast the other day, brought up a good point, is that a lot of these dealers will offer you an incentive when you drive off the lot. So you're driving off the lot with a brand new car, not having to pay a dime, and you got $500 in your pocket and a Visa gift card.
They'll do that. So I want to compare the student loan bubble to the car loan bubble. You have me convinced in the car loan bubble that too many people have too much debt out there on cars. Then again, I don't imagine it's that much different than it has been in the past. But it's unsecured. The student loan bubble, it's kind of secured because people can't they can't file bankruptcy or anything. If they've got a job, their wages are going to be garnished for these student loans. How are they? How are these both bubbles?
Well, I think the bubble comes to the fact that the government is pumping up the student loan market by offering guarantees to banks and other financial companies instead of making loans based off of a person's income and credit score and credit worthiness. We're making loans based off of a government guarantee, and I mean that's very powerful in the market, and that's where the student loan bubble comes from.
Bubble just going to slowly deflate because people are going to more and more say, "I can't afford this." They're just going to say, it's not worth going to college, or is it going to?
Yeah, hey, either that, or Bernie Sanders will get elected and we'll just forgive it all.
Well, Bernie Sanders can't get elected with his platform when I'm running against him, offering double. Whatever Bernie Sanders says, I offer double.
I'm not voting for you then, Mark.
There you go. 855, because I don't care.
Well, hold on. So let me ask this question. Are you only doubling what Bernie is offering, or are you also doubling what Vermin Supreme is offering?
What we are going
Do I get two ponies or one?
When I get into office, we are going to find out just how much free crap the United States economy can take. We're going to see what the welfare state does. I'm going to kick it up into the red zone. Then we'll just find out how well socialism works.
You're not telling me how many ponies.
All the ponies you want, buddy. We get a pony of every color. Thanks. Woo-hoo! Thanks for the call, Libertarian Banker.
Absolutely.
How many strippers?
855-450-3733. Daryl, I'm not sure a stripper that I can handle the stripper bubble that would come in play having to pay them to be around you, buddy. 855-450-3733.
Just go see Libertarian Banker, get a loan, find out what the lowest payment you can make, and then he gets all that interest money.
Tell me about this global warming article we started out with that it didn't get anywhere on.
Yeah, so there were some scientists that decided, you know what, we want to take a crack at some of these studies that claim that humans are not the sole cause of global warming. And, well, their claim is, well, they're cherry-picking data, and they ignored 6,000 years' worth of information.
Okay.
So one of the people that headed up this team wrote something in The Guardian that says, when we tried to reproduce their model of the lunar and solar influence on the climate, we found that the model only simulated their temperature data reasonably accurate for the 4,000-year period they considered. However, for the 6,000 years worth of earlier data they threw out, their model could not reproduce the temperature changes. The authors argued that their model could be used to forecast future climate changes, but there's no reason to trust a model's forecast if it cannot accurately reproduce the past.
So the suggestion is that these climate deniers' model could not reproduce the past, but the climate change.
Well, it accurately reproduced the 4,000 year period that they reproduced, but it did not reproduce the 6,000 years worth of climate stuff that happened before the beginning of the 4,000 year period.
So I guess my question would be then, aren't they the climate change advocates and the climate change deniers on completely equal ground then? Because if the climate change deniers model can't predict the past, and the climate change
advocates,
their model seems to be completely unable to predict the future because they've been being wrong for the past several years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the planet's been cooling when they keep saying it's going to warm.
Right.
It's like, oh, look, it's not warming over and over and over again.
Yeah, the one thing that I keep coming back to on this this issue of anthropogenic global climate change is that I tend to agree that with the scientists that this thing is happening. However, I think the worst group of people to come up with a solution are the world's governments.
Yes.
So whatever the problem is, I trust scientists, inventors, engineers, these people to solve it better, quicker, and with fewer problems than I do any of the world's governments.
I'm sure we're just going to mess it up more. I mean, what's going to happen is we're going to invent carbon scrubbers that can remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and then we're going to go overboard.
We have carbon scrubbers. They're called trees. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.